With the certain advance intelligence that the Romans would be sending troops to put down the Jewish rebellion, keepers of the knowledge buried away much of the treasure in the catacombs beneath Herod's palace. Alcoves and passages were closed off and sealed with earth. Thus, when the Romans sacked Jerusalem following revolts in both 66 AD and 132 AD, they found only a portion of the treasure. To have hidden all the treasure would have prompted a strenuous search by the Roman authorities. As it was, they were content to move what they found to Rome as war booty. The best part of the treasure, including both wealth and knowledge, was safely buried under the Temple Mount and all but forgotten, as most religious leaders were killed or taken to Rome as prisoners. In 410 AD, Alaric, who had been commander of Visigoth auxiliaries under Roman Emperor Theodosius, sacked Rome. Alaric had been proclaimed king over the Visigoths with the death of Theodosius, and he began his march on Rome after invading Greece and northern Italy. It was the first successful attack on Rome in more than 800 years. Alaric's troops took the portion of Solomon's treasure in Rome along with other prizes of war. When Alaric withdrew his forces, the treasure of Solomon's temple went with them, wrote Colonel Howard Buchner, a former medical officer with the 45th Infantry Division. This contention was supported by the work of Otto Rahn, who wrote in 1933 of four young men who discovered a casket in a Pyrenees cavern. Was this reliquary casket part of Solomon's treasure, which was taken by the Visigoth king Alaric from Rome to Carcassonne in AD 410? According to the last major ancient Greek philosopher, Proclus, it was filled with objects that once belonged to King Solomon, the king of the Hebrews. The Visigoths secured their booty in the Pyrenees foothills, located in the Languedoc region of what was to become southern France. This area encompasses the Cathar stronghold at Montségur, as well as the small village of Rennes-la-Château. The secrets of this treasure were handed from the Goths and the early Franks to the Cathars, the pure ones of southern France. They considered their Christian beliefs more pure than those of the Church of Rome, probably because they had access to original documents and were not dependent on the church hierarchy to translate and interpret the Bible.